Welcome to the June 2014 installment of Industrial Heating's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast, underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, leaders in the design and manufacture of leading technology vacuum furnaces for a wide variety of thermal processes. Solar Manufacturing, the brightest solutions through ingenuity, on the web at solarmfg.com. The April edition of Vacuum Heat Treat Minute dealt with the use of moly and graphite inside a vacuum furnace, specifically their use as heating elements. This month, your host, Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing, and his regular guest, Bill Jones, CEO of Solar Manufacturing and Solar Atmospheres, continue to talk about moly and graphite, but this month, we're talking about its use as insulation. Which is better? How long does it last? And other interesting fundamentals of insulation. Here's Jim Nagy to get us started.
Vacuum furnaces of today are fairly sophisticated compared to 3 or 4 decades ago. In this podcast, I wanted to address a key component of vacuum furnace design, and that is furnace insulation systems. Today, there is a wide variety of insulation systems available to the heat treater. So let's discuss the details of the different systems. What are the available materials?
Right, Jim. There are basically 3 systems that are available. And the first one would be based on ceramic insulation. And the predominant ceramic insulation would be that of kaolin or something equivalent. The other insulating system that is most widely used today is graphite felt insulation, or combinations of graphite felt and graphite foil. The other consideration are what we sometimes refer to in the industry as radiation shields. Generally, they are molybdenum, but not always. For lower temperature applications, for instance, aluminum brazing, you can use stainless steel heat shields.
Does one insulation system have advantages or disadvantages over the other?
Yes, of course. And generally speaking, one can boil this down all to applications and what you're going to process. However, broadly speaking, the answer to that question is this. The ceramic felt insulation has the most thermal efficiency, and therefore we have less power losses in the furnace. However, the ceramic felt insulation is limited considerably by temperature. It cannot be operated temperatures practically over about 1200 or so degrees Fahrenheit. The other problem with ceramic insulations is the problem of outgassing, and this is generally not considered acceptable. Now, when considering graphite felt insulation, it is less efficient than ceramic. However, it is substantially less reactive in terms of water vapor retention and has much higher temperature applications than, let us say, ceramic. The other consideration are radiation heat shields. Like molybdenum, or in fact even stainless steel, is less reactive, has less gas load. Now, stainless steel heat shields are definitely temperature limited, and one would not consider taking those materials much over 1400 or 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, whereas molybdenum can operate to much higher temperatures, up to 3000 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it has the advantages of less gas load.
Well, nothing lasts forever, so which insulation system lasts longer? Does one require more maintenance than the other?
Exactly, Jim. Now, as previously noted, the ceramic insulation is only really good for low temperature applications and, generally speaking, for rough vacuum applications. These would be for tempering or some low temperature stress relieving, possibly gas nitriding and that type of thing. So ceramic is generally relegated to these lower temperature ranges. Now, graphite felt has a long life, and as previously stated, it has high efficiency, and it certainly has much less gas load as compared to something like ceramic felt. A further consideration for graphite felt insulation is the issue of water vapor retention when the furnace is open to the atmosphere, and the possibility of water vapor boil out once the furnace is operating at elevated temperatures, and the production of CO, carbon monoxide, which can be a problem in certain high temperature, more sensitive metal applications. However, for most heat treating applications, graphite felt is a fine insulator and has many advantages. However, with respect to the thermal efficiency for graphite felt and also its general life expectancy, graphite felt is a far better material than, let us say, Moly heat shields. Now, a word about Moly heat shields. Moly heat shields have a very low thermal outgassing. For example, if you open a furnace with Moly heat shields to the atmosphere, it will not absorb water vapor particularly, and at high temperature, it will not release water vapor. This problem can happen with any furnace to some extent when running it in high humidity. So Moly has that advantage over both ceramic and graphite. Moly, although it will operate at good high vacuum, it does not have the gas load characteristics. It is very thermally inefficient with respect to graphite, or ceramic for that matter, and requires a lot of power to run the furnace. It's going to be expensive to operate from that viewpoint. Also, generally speaking, molybdenum heat shields have a shorter life. For example, a graphite hot zone, one that has graphite heating elements, one that has graphite insulation, and to see a life expectancy of that hot zone anywhere from 5 to 10 years. On the other hand, furnaces that operate with molybdenum heat shields, because of their reactive nature and because of heavy power load and because of distortion and bending and twisting and so forth, the operating life of that hot zone is possibly 5 years or less.
Thanks for listening, and plan on listening to the August 2014 installment. Solar Manufacturing is the company bringing you this helpful information. Solar would like to have the opportunity to work with you on your current or future vacuum furnace needs. That includes new furnace design, construction and installation, rebuilding hot zones, or rebuilding entire furnace systems. Trust Solar Manufacturing, the brightest solutions through ingenuity. On the web at solarmfg.com. Thanks for listening.